We're live.
Where's the camera?
Sitting right there. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming to you live from the main.
We're not in the main facility. We're not. We're in.
Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live from the world famous headquarters of Miss Outlaw Boutique Salon. I told you guys about it. We've all heard about it. Owned by the supermodel Layla Von Athey, who stepped out of her amazing modeling career and opened up a beautiful salon with her mother, Robin. And, Bub, we're here live at Miss Outlaw Boutique.
Hair salon. What are you talking about? A salon. Like, you're going to go and get your freaking nails done?
Salon, boutique, what's it matter? Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to you live from inside the main build facility at Miss Outlaw Boutique. There's a combination of both, Bub.
I was going to say, don't say salon again at the end of that one. You almost hit it three in a row. Way off. It's a saloon, by the way. Can you read? Tiki Saloon. O-O. Ooh. Saloon. Not salon.
It must be that northern side of me. What do you think, man?
No, that's just one O versus two O's. Saloon.
Okay.
That's all.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is live television, and that's how it happens. Bub, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbonetics Mustang is on its way to California right now.
Yep.
It's headed up. It's loaded, to, and it's on the way out to Moorpark, California right now.
It is, man. And following that is going to be us on a plane flying. I don't know what we're flying.
On a plane, you just said that.
I'm not flying the plane, though.
But will you leave from the saloon or the salon?
The airport.
The airport saloon or salon.
So now it's a saloon, tiki saloon.
See, I told you it was. See, ladies and gentlemen, it's a tiki saloon. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique, MS Outlaw Boutique, 561-660-6695. Monkey in Paradise. Monkey in Paradise, Bub. What is your paradise?
Totally unsuccessful behind you right now.
I get it, man. It's always a gong show.
Just turned into a tiki saloon with now a Sfloon, because she put the A on upside down.
Gotta love it. TonyRienzi.com. That's TonyRienzi.com. And let's not forget the amazing new sponsor, Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, June 11th this month, 9 to 11 at the Outlet Mall, Bub.
That is this Sunday, which we may actually, no, we're not going to. So we land back here at 11 a.m. So we're flying Saturday night, 12:25 in the morning, right? So total freaking red eye. Flying through right after Boosted Bash in California. So it's going to be like 24 hours of flying and showing and then flying.
So let's talk about the funny side of this story, Bub. Our 2017 BEM Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Dually is on the road now. We've had our current touring trailer for a series of years. And the one thing we thought wouldn't make it was the touring trailer. Take us from there, Bub.
Man, dude, I'll tell you, it's always something around this freaking clown. And I swear to God, it's like, I don't know what it is. It's either like, you know, we have trouble with our trailer. You know, sometimes we have tires blow out, whether it's the right load range, D or E, depending on where you are. Sometimes when you're out on the road, you can only find one or the other. So we finally got all of the trailer ready to go. The enclosed trailer, the BEM Turbonetics sponsored Mustang is on the way to Moorpark, California. The freaking dually's brand new. It won't even make it, dude. It hasn't even made it 50 miles. It's thrown 47 codes.
So
terrible.
So our driver is looking for a Chevrolet dealership. He's going to pull over in there. So, Reggie, we're going to get there. Don't you worry about it.
I'm probably going to drop the thing off and just trade in and tell him to give me something else. If, you know, if we have less than 1,500 miles on it and it won't go 50, something's wrong. I'm dropping the $70,000 turd off and give me something else.
As long as you don't buy it, well, never mind.
That's it. Load it up with something else.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we are here at the world-famous Miss Outlaw Boutique in Abacoa. We wanted to film live for you today. It's been a heck of a morning, Bub. We've been bouncing and grinding, and then we had to run over here. It's been a crazy day, hasn't it?
Yeah, a lot of work going on, you know, and it's pouring, so the weather doesn't really help right now. We've just got a lot of stuff going on, you know, at the facility. There's, you know, one of our final rides that just came out of paint and body. Again, our paint and body, people have no freaking idea how long those jobs take to get done. And everybody wants to huss and fuss and whine about it. I'll tell you what, I'll load these cars up and send them all home to you guys. Good luck getting them done. Because you know what we're doing is a true lost art, and you can't get it done any better, anywhere else, anywhere faster. Straight up. It's that simple. So this car we're finishing up now, the 74 Type LT Camaro, year and a half to build this thing and get the paint and body done on what was a quick scuff it and shoot the thing has turned into a nightmare. This entire car has been redone. Stay tuned for that on our Instagram, maybe later on. Probably not this afternoon. We're in final assembly right now. Bumpers, headlights, taillights, all that stuff. But stay tuned probably in the next 2 days to see that on our Instagram. You'll see all the live footage. We'll actually do a live stream from the facility so the guys can see that car out there.
Absolutely. People don't understand what it takes when you get, especially the deeper the restoration and the deeper the work you go into, how, because one thing trends into the next, trends into the next, trends into the next, and it just doesn't, and you know, you get to the point where you're tired of being pushed, just like, I'm done with it, and you just hit that point.
That's it, and that's it. Once it's done, take it home. I don't care. I really don't.
That's the way it goes. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at Miss Outlaw Boutique. I've shared with you this facility is owned by the stunning supermodel, Layla Von Athey, who stepped out of her modeling career to open up this beautiful boutique along with her mother and my beautiful bride, Robin. We're going to introduce Layla to you. You've seen her in the magazines, ladies and gentlemen, but now you're going to see her in person. Layla, step on in here with us, would you please? Come on in here.
Come on, jump on in.
Good morning, Layla. How are you?
How are you?
So, Layla... So Layla, here we are at the world-famous Miss Outlaw Boutique in Abacoa. This is the headquarters for the Thursday night parties. You need to come out and check this place out. It's crazy. Then you kind of crawl over to Jumbie Bay across the street. Everything's here. So, Layla, take us through kind of the inception, the beginning of the idea. We see that the monkeys have taken over back here.
True story here. This is where you get your Monkey in Paradise cocktail markers in downtown Abacoa, right here. You can see the size of this martini glass. Every color cocktail marker you can imagine from Monkey in Paradise. These guys are ready to go. It's no joke.
So, Layla, talk to us a little bit about, I want to know more about how you developed this idea. It's just incredible how crazy this is. It's a very niche boutique. Nothing in the world like it. How did this idea come about?
I mean, the whole concept is crazy, but that's because we're crazy. So I had a couple ideas, and this was one of them that just stood out to me. And after moving to Florida, it's just the one that I felt fit us best. And as you can see, we have a big store. We're not like a small boutique with a bunch of like little different stuff. We have variety, and we have a lot of amounts of what we have. All different brands, over 40 different brands, all different sizes, all different styles. So we really cater to a little bit of everybody. So.
And Layla, when you decided to open the store, you had a very basic theme or a premonition, a thought that you wanted to go into this with, much like when Bubba and I opened Bubba's Exotic Motorsports or Bubba's East Coast Rods and Customs 14 years ago. Over the short period of time the doors have been open, there's been an extreme evolution. And now we're currently into the tiki side of things. Talk about why we're into the tiki mode right now, especially this beautiful salon that you built behind us. So it's like, just like you're walking into a Western saloon, just like you're walking into an old Western movie set. It's got a very cool feel to it. Tell us about that evolution process.
Yeah, I mean, for me, like I've worked retail my whole life. It was always something I wanted to do, was to own my own place. You know, down the road, I'd love to do my own designs, but right now it's just creating a vibe and a lifestyle for people. I mean, for me, it's the happy life, the party life, concerts, backyard barbecues. I want you guys to come in here and feel like you're in the scene you're going to be in that evening, that day, whatever, any occasion. So if you come in our store, you'll kind of see, like, the different vibes we have. We change every couple of weeks to what's going on, whether it's local concerts. Right now we have a tiki saloon, which was originally our saloon just to create that Coyote Ugly feel. And that's kind of the theme for our store is, you know, it's your outlaw girl, it's your boho gypsy, it's your rock star girl, it's your country cutie, country rebel, whatever you want to call it. It's just girl who's not afraid to go out there and do that. And we carry all those styles in here, and you'll definitely see that. So we built this saloon. Whenever we have events here, we have drinks and snacks and got little bar stools around it, so it's definitely got like that saloon vibe to it. We decided to make a tradition and make the saloon a tiki bar every summer now. So we switch up the vibe. We're South Florida boutique, so we cater a little bit more to that. And that's really it. So you'll see us change the more you come in here.
Hey, Bub, describe what the vibe, the feel is that people who come off the street, kind of like going into Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, tell us what that's like, what you stand back and see, especially on when they have ladies' nights or food truck nights. Ladies and gentlemen, this is where food trucks happens, is right here. And the streets are filled with literally food trucks. You hear Bub and I talk about it often. Let's talk a little bit about that feel, Bub, that you see from people.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's totally different. There's, you know, there's so much going on here in terms of the themes and the styles, what Layla mentioned. There's literally everything from, I mean, this is like every 2-3 weeks, she's switching. Not like most stores where it's maybe seasonally, which is, you know, quarterly done, you know, every 3 months, 4 months, stuff like that.
We try to keep up with, like, what's going on locally and, you know, all throughout the U.S., so.
And there are, I mean, there's always stuff going on. Like, for example, so we have, what's our next one coming? 4th of July is coming. So even though her summer theme is the tiki theme, what you see at the saloon, I'm going to go with saloon because we lost the A. Actually, we lost the whole sign. So now it's nothing. This is, so at the bar is now tiki themed. But I'll tell you, you know, it's not only is there that going on that's going to be all summer long with always having, you know, merchandise and apparel and gift ideas and knickknacks that change, but then there's also like the 4th of July stuff. So everything to my left, maybe to your guys' right, is all red, white, and blue themed. The plaid, the ripped jeans, the ripped shorts, it's all just that super cool kind of really cute but still really fun and edgy look to it.
I mean, like I said, we just hit every occasion. And I'll show you some pieces I have on the rack here that are some of our best sellers and new arrivals that we got in to kind of show you stuff that we have. But, I mean, me and my team, we travel all over to get – we're always on the hunt online if we're at home or if we're traveling. We go to a different show every time to find new vendors, new brands that we like, and we find stuff that's good quality and it's still a great price. So, I mean, that's what we're here to provide for you is – you know, the bigger bang for your buck and make fun, make shopping fun. You know, you should be able to buy a lot of stuff.
So much, Bub, like you do with everything you purchase, it's always on the leading edge of technology. It's always bringing forth the best product for the best price.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, everything in Miss Outlaw Boutique at Layla's store here, too, is it's very limited. So it's very much how we do it at BEM, where it's all unique. Everything is always one-off. You're not going to find two of a kind. Or two that are identical, you always find, you know, everything's going to be one of a kind. But here, the entire collection, everything is very limited. So, and you can talk more about that, but it's, you know, there's, if she does an order of something custom, it's only going to be 10 or 15 or 20 of those items, and that's it. There's not going to be another run. It's not going to be a restock, which is, it's good and bad in some ways because some girls would love to have that piece. But in the other turn, it's, you also don't want to go to, say, one country concert, and, you know, you have 20 girls come through here, and they all go to the same concert, and then before you know it, they're bumping into each other wearing the exact same outfits.
And that's one of the things, Bub, we've heard amongst the community. We do have the big amphitheater here where the country music stars and everybody comes, and your clothing is seen there all the time, Layla. People come in here and purchase from you to wear at these concerts.
Well, that's what we cater to. Like, whether it's charities, there's a lot of charities around here in Jupiter, Florida that... you know, country is big now, and they throw that theme on everything, birthday parties. I get moms in here all the time saying they're going to a local charity that's country-themed, you know, hook me up with what you have. And then concerts, we're rolling into country concert season right now, so it's kind of big.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's a great backstory for you. Everybody knows my beautiful bride, Robin, who's standing right off the set here, and everybody knows that Bub is my son. And maybe what you guys don't know is Layla, the stunning Layla Von Athey, is Robin's daughter, who is Bub's fiance.
We know that. We don't need to tell them that. We're here for other shit.
So, see, this is a real family show here, ladies and gentlemen, and we can see that Layla has an opinion about that as well. Layla, show us a couple pieces of clothing. I'd love for people to see kind of how edgy and vibey this stuff is that you carry in here.
I kind of just put on here some of our best sellers and new arrivals that we're getting in. I have, like, three little themes going right now that I'll show you. So, starting now, I'll stand here. So, these are our Vixen pants. These are straight from Australia. They're a... suede looking legging, but they're really lightweight, and these are just really edgy rock and roll. I mean, this is not everybody's cup of tea. Some girls are, you know, a little scared to wear these, but if you can rock them, put them on and do it. So these are really hot. You can wear these with heels, wedges, throw it on with a plain little t-shirt, and they're super comfortable. So we got those in from Australia. I'm sure some of these ladies here have seen this. This is our romper maxi. It's called, what is this called? Our desert black lace play suit. So this is a big seller. This is just something a lot of girls in Florida wear. It's a big boutique seller, so this one's really hot. Also selling in Nordstrom's. I saw it there, but it's pricier. So these are some of our rompers that we carry. We have a lot of fun rompers. We get good quality ones that have like a longer bottom, so your cheeks aren't hanging out because that's not cute. And we got open back. Bell sleeves. So this romper has a lot going on, but it's super cute. You just wear it with something simple, like a pair of sandals. And then that's kind of like a good little taste of our edgier stuff. And then moving in for 4th of July, since that's coming up, We have a couple pieces here that are our best sellers for that. You know, 4th of July's backyard barbecues, hanging out with friends. So we got cute little off-the-shoulder top. Bold red, that's what you need for the 4th. Everybody wants to wear red, white, and blue. So this is a cute statement piece. Wear it with a pair of shorts. Throw a little bandana on and make it super cute. And then we have another top like this. Now, this one you can wear for the 4th of July. You can wear all year round. We got country concerts coming up, so this one's super cute. It's got a white back. You can tuck it in like a dark pair of denim. I think it'd be really cute with some boots. And then a big seller this season, our knotted top. You can throw this on with our activewear or any high-rise denim. That one's really cute. And then Bubba's favorite, our star-spangled shorts. So these are really cute. I do not find denim shorts like this anywhere I go. So when I find a pair of denim shorts, because that's like my thing, I will buy every pair as long as it's cute and it fits right. And I think shorts are such a hard thing to fit girls anymore. So this is a good quality. It's got a cute little twist to it. So you can wear those festivals, whatever, 4th of July. Barbecue season's coming up. So we got cute little embroidered shorts and little corset tops.
By the way, that is a flying monkey. Monkey in Paradise would like to remind you, drink responsibly.
Oh, yes, of course. And then summertime, we got cute little ruffle tops, maxis. I'll make it quick for you, okay, because I'm taking too long. And then we got country concert season coming up, so we got cute little T-shirts. And these are all unique. We get these custom-made for us, so you're not going to find these anywhere else. These run about $55. They're all cotton, custom cut, custom printed. So these are really hot to wear, jeans, shorts, skirts, all that stuff. And then you can pair it off with our lace cut-open shorts. So that's just a little taste of what we have here. And, you know, pop in, check out our Facebook and Instagram. We post a lot of stuff on there and inspiration. And that's a taste of what we got. I feel like you got to come to the store, though, because our displays are what really makes the outfit what it is. Because you can vision yourself in that scene and wearing those clothes. So.
Layla, I have to admit, you and Bub are both very creative. Artistically, you have great, you're great visionaries. Both of you are very good visionaries, and you're very good at what you do in each of your respective fields. And I think that's why this boutique has a very different vibe to it. It's got a different feel. When you walk in, you get a really good homey feeling. And you could be, you know, somebody in this particular section of the store, somebody in that particular section of the store. It's just all laid out so differently, man. It's totally different.
Yeah, we definitely have sections. And as you shop our website, which we're about to launch in the next couple of weeks, you'll see we have stuff catered to sections like backyard barbecues, concerts and festivals. What else do we have? 4th of July. And then, of course, our summertime tiki saloon that we have here. So we'll have all that on there.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, live from Miss Outlaw Boutique. It was crazy trying to get over here this morning with everything that was going on. I was the only one up in the front offices, running around, going back and forth, and you were over in the main facility getting this launched and getting us out there to Moorpark, California, with the car loaded and the downpours, and you didn't want the car wet because it's just been detailed for the show, and it's been a crazy day, man.
Yeah, it's been a really, really crazy day so far, but, you know, we're going to get back into it here. We're going to leave Miss Outlaw Boutique, head a couple miles up the road to BEM headquarters and just get cranking, man.
It's been a good day despite all the craziness, Bub. We are going to head back up there to Bubba's Exotic Motorsports headquarters just a few miles up the road here and start cranking this thing back out. I know you're interested in getting that 74 LT car put together and ready for delivery to a very excited client.
That's it, man. I will have to say, though, I know when you were talking about the rompers, I saw you doing something with the rompers and something with the short things, and so your cheeks don't show because it's not classy, let me tell you. Producer over here, eyes lit up when you said that.
Well, he may like that.
But that's okay, ladies and gentlemen. I let my cheeks hang out because I come in and try these.
You know?
I come in and try these clothes on a regular basis just because I want to see what the new weekly inventory is. How's that, Bub?
Those aren't your cheeks hanging out, bro.
Oh, well, okay, ladies and gentlemen, they're not, but they kind of have that shape at the bottom, right?
Sort of. That's it.
Okay. Well, Bub, we're going to get out of here. We're going to jump out of this thing. We want to thank you, Layla, for letting us come down to the boutique. I really wanted to show everybody what we talk about.
So I got to wake up. But me, Kimberly, Tatiana, and Kayla, we're going to start doing Facebook Lives every week showing different collections within the boutique so you guys can buy it right there on our Facebook Live. So just stay tuned for that.
And guys, don't forget to support your girls. Buy them something special, just like I do for Robin every Saturday, a nice little gift. It could be just a card
don't
or
buy
something.
Them a gift. Take them on vacation.
Or something wonderful from Miss Outlaw Boutique. It's a wonderful thing to do. And a dozen roses. Don't forget that, guys. I hope I'm not throwing you guys under the bus out there. But make sure you do that for your girl. A dozen roses and a gift. Shop at Miss Outlaw Boutique. I wanted you guys to see this from behind. That's why it was important, because you hear us talk about Miss Outlaw Boutique every day, multiple times. And you also hear her mom, Robin, on the podcast with us as well every Saturday, bub.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, Robin is telling us offset, if you guys purchase a gift, they will get it in the mail to you, but it'll also come gift wrapped once you get it. Is that correct?
No. It's what I'm saying is if they come here and purchase something,
if they, okay, if you come here.
We have like seasonal gift wrap. It's so cute. So makes the present even specialer.
Well, you know what? You ought to see my gift wrapping. Ladies and gentlemen, bub, until tomorrow.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique. That's MS Outlaw Boutique.com. 561-660-6695. Tony Rienzi, the exotic car guru and salesman of the stars, TonyRienzi.com. Check him out. He's got the two Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Porsches up for sale right now. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. That's Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. Monkey in Paradise. Monkey in Paradise reminds you to drink responsibly. Bub, what's on your head?
4th of July, baby. I'm ready.
Your cheeks are hanging out. Ladies and gentlemen, until tomorrow, keep on doing it Bubba style. Just make sure you reach out to touch somebody's life in a positive way today. Open the door for somebody who's got a handful or an elderly person. If they have holes in the bottom of their shoes, get them a pair of shoes. If they're hungry, get them something to eat. Until tomorrow, just keep on doing it Bubba style.